John Ellis is in the Western Cape as a carpenter these days. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Ek is 'n carpenter.
En hy gooi die Afrikaans so. When did you move? When did you end up in the Cape? Last time out, you were in Durban and then overseas in Cape Town or the Cape? Where in the Cape?
So many questions. Wow, that's so early.
Get some coffee out.
I've been in the Cape for a couple of years now, maybe 3 years.
Okay. Why?
Because it seems like people who make music and people who listen to music have all moved to the Cape in the last 10 years.
And you miss them.
I miss them.
And you do this for, you make music for a living now, or do you have to do some extra stuff, tent making, to make this work?
Yeah, I'm busy making lots of tents.
John, just fill me in at the moment, family-wise and everything. What's going on?
Wow. I am a proud father of three beautiful children.
Ages?
Who are all about to either finish school or finish university or something. And in the meantime, I'm just doing whatever it takes to be a good dad and keep them all healthy.
And your wife, what does she do?
She is a principal violinist in the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra.
Okay, so we're really keeping the music in the family. Okay, give me a little background, because I got to know you when you were still in Durban. The next thing, you went overseas and then you came back. Just summarize that whole story for us.
Well, Tree 63 had a really good run, and we ended up living in Nashville, Tennessee for many years. And we spent a long time touring the world. We had a lot of fun in Canada and the States, New Zealand, Australia. But when it came time to raise kids, it was time to move home.
Yeah. But Daniel stayed there.
Yes, Daniel and Daryl have stayed there. So when it comes to talking about new Tree 63 things, we're not talking about Daryl and Daniel.
Yeah.
We're talking about new people.
We still have the John Ellis frontman, but we got new people. Okay, introduce us. Who are these new people with you?
I've managed to put together a new version of Tree 63 with two Capetonian musicians, Angus Warden on drums and Dion Knapp on bass. Dion is an Afrikaans guy, and it's great to have an Afrikaner in the band.
Yeah, keeps you grounded.
Yes.
Okay. And how does it affect you? Because obviously you've always been the guy writing the music, singing the music, all of that. To have a different band behind you, does it change the dynamic?
I thought it would. I was worried about that for a while, but actually it's been such a revelation for me to get up on stage with new people and sing these songs that have been around for so long.
Yeah.
And feel like they're still new songs to me. It's been really, really a great process to see that happen.
But you weren't able to sing these songs for quite some time. You weren't even able to perform as Tree 63 for a while. And then last year, I saw the post that you put up there that said, okay, you're a free man again. Give us a little background on that one.
It's not so much wasn't able. I just for a long time felt I needed to do some soul searching and really, really dig deep into my faith and figure out what it is that was trying to get out. And what it meant to be somebody who is a person of faith in a rock band. Mm. And it took a lot of time. And sometimes these things just take as much time as they're going to take. And then last year it felt like it was time to get back on the stage and sing the songs again.
Okay, so explain to me then, what does it take for a Christian to be in a rock band?
Well, the thing about rock and roll is it's like anything, it's communication. And rock and roll as a medium is such a passionate way of communicating. I've always felt like putting a guitar on your hands and singing songs about Jesus is a good match, because there's so much passion in the message and so much passion in the medium. And you know, rock and roll is a high energy thing to do. And there's so much to say about Jesus, so much to say about what it means to be a person of faith in this world. And I really feel like it's a good combination.
Which is the truth. The problem is that gospel music, as much as it is spirit-led and you've got opportunities to get on a stage and glorify Jesus, the industry itself is still a business and it's still an industry. And sometimes artists get really hurt in the process, as it can be lethal to your Christianity sometimes to be a Christian. How do you keep that balance with staying soft and childlike before the Lord in the harshness of the reality of a business?
I'm really glad you asked such a good question. The music industry has a lot to answer for. And our experience in Nashville and Tennessee was really, really tricky. One of the reasons I came home and took some time off was just trying to process what had happened to us in the States. And not just professionally, but spiritually. We were exposed to many kinds of ideas and thoughts and ways of being that for me did not measure up with what it took to be a follower of Jesus. And so it's a tricky thing to navigate. The Christian music industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. And the fact that we're talking about, use the words Jesus and industry in the same sentence is a problem for me. But there are ways to navigate it prayerfully. And that's what I'm trying to figure out this time around.
I mean, these songs that you wrote, that's many years ago. It was actually before all of this hit, songs were written. In the meantime, musically, creatively, are you thinking of doing new things? Are you still creating? Is it even possible after all of the hurt?
More than ever, because hurt heals, but music stays forever. And there's a way to communicate the peace of God, the love of God with music that transcends all the problems that come with it. And that's what I'm praying for and praying about and wanting to find new ways to express what it means to be a follower of God in this time. I really still believe music is the best vehicle for that.
So you're coming to Gauteng, you're going to the Barnyard. If people want to not miss the old songs and some new, and they want to connect with you, so first tell us, where do we need to go when?
Well, the Barnyards, there are three of them in Gauteng: Emperors, Mendelin, and Silver Star. And on April 9th, 11th, and 12th, we're going to be at those particular Barnyards. You can buy tickets on the Barnyards website.
Wonderful. And then when you're there, do you just play and then run, or do you come kair and give us a handwriting?
To me, it's all about kair.
Want ons is Suid-Afrikaners, and nou is jy nog 'n Kaapenaar ook, nou you kair.
Nee, it's a Suid-Afrikaans man.
There you go. And website, if people want to stay connected?
The best place to find us these days, social media. You can find us on our Facebook webpage and Instagram. We'd love to see people follow us and come see what we're doing.
363 or John Ellis?
363.
There you have it, 363. See the logo, that's very nice. Okay, let's go for Sunday. Just to remind you, this is what they sound like. And hey, John, enjoy. It's going to be great to see you guys again.
It's great to speak to you again, Janine.